It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 17 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We're looking at number 61 today, but before we talk about that just for a second, lots of basketball going on. We converted fully from football to basketball, and a lot of basketball going on. Looking forward to talking about that and all the teams in the area that we have to talk about. But Tony, number 61.
Got a bunch of big uglies.
Yeah.
Curly Culp, defensive tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs. Real good. I think when I was looking at his stats, I think he was a four-time Pro Bowler. Joel Hilgenberg was the center for the New Orleans Saints. His brother Jay was a center for the Chicago Bears. Talented family there. And then Mike Babb, an all-pro center for the Cleveland Browns back in the 80s. Yeah. So, you know, three pretty good linemen there.
Yep.
And we finally get a Razorback on the board.
Yeah.
Somebody might have heard of him, Jerry Jones.
Yeah,
was number 61.
Yeah, he sure was.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, well,
the Jerry Jones.
The Jerry Jones.
The only one.
Wow. Yeah, he's the only one.
Yeah.
But I thought Tony gave us a Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah. Well, I guess that was Jimmy Johnson. I was thinking it was Barry Switzer, but I think it was Jimmy Johnson.
I
think Jimmy Johnson done it, and then now everybody does it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I usually sneak up behind Robert Perez and do it.
Yeah. Win or lose it. Yeah. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, Greg, I forgot to tell you. My significant other told me that we are a Cowboys family.
Yeah, you
She's a big Cowboys fan. We are not allowed to celebrate any other team. So I have joined Greg.
She decided that on Thanksgiving, watching the ball game.
She has a Cowboys blanket. So that's where that comes from.
I will say, if the Chiefs would have been winning, y'all would be a Chiefs
fan.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yep. My wife had a real problem with that game.
Yeah?
Because she's a Cowboys fan, but she also is on the wagon.
Oh, yeah.
With the Chiefs.
How can you not be?
Yeah, and so whenever one of them did good, she was cheering for them.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Yeah.
But hey, it all worked out, and we'll probably talk some more about that later.
Definitely.
But now let's start talking about high school basketball.
Hometown Poultry Supply, open in Nashville, right next door to McDonald's at 1516 South 4th Street. Top brands, 24/7 service and repair, turnkey construction. They are your new poultry supply and equipment dealer at Hometown Poultry Supply. They take care of you better than they take care of themselves. Go see them today.
All right, it's time to talk about the scrappers and the scrapperettes. Tony, we got a little bit of information from them, but kind of like getting blood out of a turnip, isn't it? we do have some scores, I think, and some games. I mean, Scrapperettes, go ahead.
They're rolling. They're 6-1 on the year.
Yeah.
Only loss was that loss to Earl. Mm-hmm. Earl's very good.
Yeah, state champions last year.
But, over the break, beat Greenwood, which is a big win for Coach Dean, 60-54. They beat Searcy 60-31, and they beat Lake Hamilton 63-48. I think they're right where everybody thought they'd be.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. And the Scrappers just they beat Lake Hamilton over the break, so 1-0. So that, I mean, you're going up to a 6A team there. So that's a pretty big deal there.
Yeah, it's a good start for them as well. Yeah.
Yep. And so, this week, Scrappers only have one game at Monticello on Saturday. Girls are playing versus East M, Bentonville West, and Benton in a little classic kind of tournament thing.
Yeah. Stepping up in classification again.
Never back down from anybody.
No, they do not.
No, they play. They got a really competitive preseason schedule, and it's going to be, I'm sure, beneficial as they move forward. But I mean, they'll play with anybody.
Yeah,
and play well. Couple of things. Just one thing we want to mention is Emma Chambers.
Yeah, getting 1,000 points for her career. That is a big deal, and we want to congratulate her. The Scrappers, Angel Watson had a really good series of games there. But they've got they've got any number of girls, Greg, could be their player of the week each week.
Oh yeah, they've got lots of good players and a really good basketball team. Look forward to seeing how they do for the remainder of the season, both the Scrappers and the Scrapperettes. Time to talk about the Mena Bearcats and the Lady Cats. Mena Bearcats not play over the break. They're 0-3 on the year. The Lady Cats just the opposite, 3-0, and they beat Batiste over the break. That is Batiste.
Not Battiest?
No, it's Batiste.
It's Batiste. It's
Batiste. LeBanion.
Yeah.
It's Battiest is what you call the best hitter on the team.
Yeah, yeah. He's the Battiest.
He's the Battiest.
But this is Patrick. He plays sports.
Yeah. Anyway, Lady Cats 3-0.
Off to a good start, too.
Yeah,
you know,
they are.
You know, they have a great basketball tradition at Mena with the Lady Cats, and I think they play volleyball as well, so they're having to overcome that.
Yeah.
So great start for them.
Yeah, and both teams play Western Yale County Tuesday, and then they are at Genoa on Friday. We'll see how they do this week.
Jobs.pilgrims.com. That is the website to go to see everything that Pilgrims offers in the way of careers. The leading global provider of high-quality food products, including well-recognized brands and value-added premium products. As one of the world's largest poultry producers and a fully integrated pork producer, Pilgrims has provided wholesome quality products to customers and consumers for more than 7 decades. And they have over 58,000 team members, taking great pride in providing more than 133 million daily servings of protein to retailers, restaurants, food service providers, and consumers around the world. The company includes 39 production facilities and 27 prepared food facilities in 14 states, the UK, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Europe. Pilgrims is proud to partner with more than 4,900 family farms for poultry and over 6,300 family farms for hog and lamb supplies. Their vision guides everything they do to be the best and the most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. I'm talking hourly production, plant operations and support, drivers, research and development, quality assurance and food safety, human resources, sales and marketing, accounting and finance, professional opportunities. If you think you could be an asset to the company, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com and even check out their benefits, better futures, insurance, growth. There is no better company to take ownership of your career growth than JBS. Explore the opportunities for development with a global food company. Take advantage of more than 2,000 courses in their development learning program offerings, online learning and ad hoc courses, 401ks. With your 401k, they offer company match, long-term tax benefits, investment options, and geographic flexibility. And, of course, paid holidays and time off. So all of your benefits taken care of, your career taken care of, absolutely amazing. And that's not even to get into their community action that they take here, right here in Southwest Arkansas and all over. Whether it's community events, fundraisers, you can always see Pilgrims participating in some form or fashion, whether it's providing chicken for fundraisers and just so much more. They're always a huge member of the community. They employ so many people here, and it's a perfect fit for our podcast. Of course, we love having Pilgrims on. It makes total sense, and they're big supporters of all the local sports in the area, always big supporters of our radio station and everything. So we're so appreciative to have them on board. And if you're interested in joining their team, you should go to jobs.pilgrims.com.
Time for the Outlaw Talk, and guess who we have here?
Who?
My sheet just says the Tuttle.
The Owl.
Yeah. The Owl.
Yeah. Who?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Jeff Tuttle. He's going to tell us all things Outlaw.
Mm-hmm. I was liking Who, more like a rock band.
Oh, but yeah.
That's, am I not Tuttle-y enough for the Tuttle Club?
I'm going to be a little bit all over the place because I have a few stats and don't have a few stats.
We don't. Yeah.
But the Outlaws and the Lady Outlaws played in the Bismarck Hoopsgiving Classic last week. You know, they were guaranteed 2 games. I'll start with the Outlaws. They played to host Bismarck, their first game, and the Outlaws defeated Bismarck by 25 or 26 points. Big win.
Depending on who you talk to.
Well, depending on which picture of the scoreboard I see. I couldn't find my picture earlier. So
25 or 26.
I know it was 25 plus.
We maybe. Say 26. Bismarck says 25.
25 and a half.
It was a nice win for the Outlaws, you know, to get them on that side of the column. They lost to Woodlawn 68-42 in their second game. Woodlawn, very athletic team. And that puts the Outlaws at 1-2 on the season. Also, since we've done the last podcast, you know, they played at Akron, and Akron defeated the Outlaws senior high team. Just a few of the players run down some of their – like I say, I don't have their numbers, but you have Peyton Manning, Colton Gadberry, McLean Smith.
I didn't know you had Peyton Manning playing.
Peyton Beckman. Who has the confidence of Peyton Manning. That's where I was going with it.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, you've distracted me. Man. So
we'll have to start all.
Do y'all have Eli too?
No, he graduated a few years ago. But the Outlaws and Lady Outlaws only have one game this week. They will host Cutter Morning Star Eagles and Lady Eagles on Tuesday, the 2nd. Whenever this, I believe that'll be when this comes out. But that will be at Derrick. Should be a good game. You know, moving on to the Lady Outlaws, they've played some good ball teams so far. A coach around here, a respected coach around here, claimed the Lady Outlaws would be 0-4 with the schedule they were playing at the Thanksgiving break. He was wrong.
A lot of crow for Thanksgiving.
They are, yeah, a lot of crow. Crow dressing. They are 3-1. You know, they've defeated Lakeside, Akron, and then they lost to Poen in the Bismarck Classic by 2 points. Poen team that a lot of people might think is the best team in 2A in the state this year. And the Lady Outlaws had every opportunity to win that game. It was a really good game. The Barrett girl, football coach for Poen, his daughter is a sophomore on that team. She's the real deal. She scored 37 against the Outlaws that night. And, wow. I mean, it was a show.
Wow.
Then they played Drew Central, their second game, and defeated Drew Central 62-34. I did get a few numbers for the girls. Against Drew Central, Addison Hill had 18, I believe.
That's what you told us earlier.
18, and she scored 14 against Poen.
Stop playing Brick Breaker. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're on the
you're going to play Brick Breaker, you're going to have to move up closer to the mic if you're going to talk while you're doing it.
Addison had 18, Riley Simmons 12, Savannah Tedford 14 against Drew Central. Against Poen, Addison
who's
had
that?
14, and Savannah Tedford had 10.
Tedford? That's not Cody's daughter, is it?
Some relation. That's okay. Karis.
Oh, Kara's daughter. Yeah. Yeah. Now that makes sense. Okay.
She was a basketball player. Yeah. Kara was. I don't know about Cody.
I think he was just a wannabe.
So, you know, and that team, I also want to mention that team, they have 9 girls on the team. And the 2 games out of the 4 that I've got to go to, I've seen 2 different starting lineups with all 9 players involved in the starting lineup. I even told Coach Stewart, I've watched basketball a lot over the years. Any classification, boys and girls, I don't think I've ever seen a team that could start 9 different players.
Yeah.
You know, and he's comfortable doing it. So.
Very impressive.
Yeah, that is impressive. And they're going to be a good team as they move forward. They're already a good team. I didn't mean it like they're not, but they're going to be somebody to be reckoned with.
For a few years.
2A. Yeah. Yeah, for several years. That's right.
Before I leave Outlaw Sports, I'll just mention, you know, if you don't want to travel somewhere, I believe y'all said y'all were going to Alma, and you're looking for something to do, the Steve Martin Junior Tournament starts at Derrick's on Monday on the 1st, and, you know, it'll – good tournament, good cause, and, you know, it's – I think they play most nights this week. I mean, the conference
game. That's
pretty cool. The Cutter Morning Star game is the first conference game of the season for the Outlaws has ever won, and – the tournament won't be going on that night, but I believe most of the rest of the week it will.
There's some good girls junior high basketball around here.
Yeah.
You know, had Derek's, DeQueen, Nashville, all really good girls junior high basketball program.
Derek's junior girls and the junior boys won the junior high tournament at Kirby. Yeah. You know, both teams won that. So a lot of good basketball to watch in the area.
Yeah, there really is. Anything else about the Outlaws?
I don't believe. Did y'all know we won that T-Mobile contest?
I read that somewhere.
I'm waiting for my cut. That's what I'm waiting on.
Yeah. I read that somewhere.
Yeah. won the T-Mobile contest. All right. Let's move on.
CCCUA.edu. That is UA Cossetot's website for you to find out everything you need to know about applying and enrolling, programs of study, how to pay for college, all of their athletics and apparel, student life, community and workforce, and so much more. Your medical education will start here. UA Cossetot has the third highest college graduation rate in the state of Arkansas and is proud to be the first and only Hispanic serving institution in the state as a member of the Hispanic Association of Colleges and Universities. We offer degrees and certificates in more than 24 fields and are a leader in implementing more affordable textbook-free courses and boast a variety of professional industry training certifications, small class sizes, low tuition, and quality online and in-class instruction. UA Cossetot is committed to improving the lives of those in our region by providing quality education, outstanding service, and relevant industry training. And by going to cccua.edu, you can find everything you need to know, again, about campus dining and campus maps, the Center for Student Success and Consumer Information, financial aid, textbooks, payments, career pathways, scholarships, and so much more. Find out their vast amount of programs of study on offer, and you can find out how to apply and enroll right from their great website. Check out the Colts gift shop as well, and you can go to uacossetotcolts.com to find out everything you need to know about the Colts, whether it's basketball, soccer, or shooting sports. Any Colts fans can find all the information that they need and merchandise they need on uacossetotcolts.com and go to cccua.edu today.
Cossetot River Eagles and Lady Eagles played over the break, and the Eagles lost to Lavaca over the break, and the Lady Eagles also lost. And this week they're going to be playing at Genoa, and then they're going to play at Kirby. So two away games for the Eagles and Lady Eagles this week. Eagles are 0-4 on the year. Lady Eagles 1-4, and probably getting ready to start their conference season too.
Well, you talk to Dakota Barrett, and he's just, I mean, I wish that he was, you know, could give me a motivational speech when I got out of bed in the morning, because he's just that kind of guy. You know, their best is right around the corner, and he's that way every time I talk to him. Just an exceptional man.
And we'll see how they fare this week.
And it's time for the best segment of the show, and that is the awards segment, where we get to give out a lot of different awards for players of the area, games of the week, and such. Let's get it started.
All right, let's do that. We're going to start out with the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week, and that honor is going to
be Ellie Morphew. We talked about Ellie, or at least Greg and I have, and over 500 rebounds for her career, and working up that list, just something ought to be recognized.
Yeah,
I think she wins the Street Award as well. She's mean.
I'll tell you what, I would not want to make her mad.
No. I've done it, and it's not worth it. Moving on, the Domtar Panther Player of the Week is?
Journey Johnson from the Pantherettes.
Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week?
Haley Lion from the Lady Lions.
The Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week is going to be?
Katie Dotson from the Lady Gators.
Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week?
Going to be Angel Watson. She's a handful, and she's going to be our scrapperette player of the week.
Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
Riley Simmons for the Outlaws.
Lady Outlaws.
That's right.
Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week.
Annabelle Peters for the Lady Cats.
All right, and the Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
Going to be Riley Manning for the Lady Eagles.
And then we move on to the area awards, and the Toe Thumper Lures Girls Player of the Area this week is going to be?
Going to be Landry Ligon. Had a real good Thanksgiving break. Her shot's starting to go from the outside now.
Right, and the Horatio State Bank Boys Player of the Area.
Going to be from the Eagles, Connor McCormick, for his effort last week.
All right, and looking at the Southwest Arkansas Sports page on the air, Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area for this week, that will be?
Probably not the last T-shirt this girl will win. It's going to be Addison Hill from the Lady Outlaws.
Congratulations to her. And we've got one more thing to do. We've got to talk about the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
Well, we looked over our list, and if you are just a fan of basketball and don't care who wins, you might want to travel this weekend and go watch Nashville and Bentonville.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West right here in DeQueen. Give them a call at 870-642-8387. That's Vets. And you can schedule your appointment today or ask any questions that you might need. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown, 870-898-5181. Schedule your appointment or ask any questions with Ashdown Veterinary Clinic as well. Martin Veterinary Services has been a proud sponsor of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air since the very beginning, and we appreciate them so much for that, and not only that, what they do for the community, and that is offer high-quality veterinary services to everybody here, whether it's just simple stuff, spaying and neutering, or medications, checkups, and things like that, down to more serious things. You can trust Martin Veterinary Services to take care of you, and don't just take my word for it. There are a ton of good reviews on Google and across the board. You can check out their Facebook page as well, DeQueen Animal Hospital / Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, and hundreds of reviews, all 5 stars. And, you know, you always need to be able to trust the person that you're taking your pets to, and Martin Veterinary Services is the one. I have used them for multiple occasions, whether it's with my dogs or my cats, and they've been an absolute delight. Such a blessing to have them in this community offering these services. So we appreciate them so much, and you can go to DeQueen Animal Hospital or Ashdown Veterinary Clinic today for all your veterinary needs. And I believe that wraps up all of the high school sports that we're talking about this week, but we got some national topics we want to hit on, and this conversation is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned.
Okay, lots of stuff to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we Razorbacks finally get a football coach. I'm not sure if it was the one they wanted or not. You know, Tony, you and I talked about this, and you know, Silverfish, I mean, Brian Silverfield.
But he Brian was kind Silverfish. Of the first guy on our radar when we started talking about it, and then he kind of winded back around.
Yeah, and that, what, nobody was talking about him.
I know.
And then and then it's like, here he comes.
Well, the thing is, I mean, the way it worked out where Auburn got the guy that the Arkansas people were talking about, I mean – you have to – I mean, Razorback's my third favorite team, but you have to admit Auburn must be a little more attractive job than Arkansas is.
Well, paid a little more money.
Yeah.
I'm sure their
NIL is going to be better.
Probably higher.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about it is I don't know for 100% sure that guy was ever the one anyway.
Right. Well, you don't know how these guys are they're playing these schools.
That's right.
I was listening to Get Up this morning, and there's an agent named Sexton, I think is his name.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Sexton, he has all these coaches mm-hmm. that are in this. He's kind of the guy driving the price up, and he's just playing these schools against each other to drive the price up.
Yeah, he is. And you know, what's interesting to me, I mean, and I told you this when, you know, we hadn't heard anything about Silverfield for a while. Well, I just thought maybe, you know, because Penn State's not saying anything either.
Right.
I kind of thought he might be going to Penn State, but here we go. We got him. So we got him. What do you guys think about him?
I think it's a good hire, and that's what I wanted him to do from the start. Find a real good G5 coach and, you know, give him as much resources as you can to win. He's done a really good job at Memphis. They've been one of the better G5 programs since he's been there. They beat the Razorbacks this year.
Yep.
So I think under the circumstances and so many schools looking for coaches, this was a good hire.
I think it all depends on what staff he can bring in, you know, his coordinators, and I'm with Tony. I mean, you give him the resources, and that's what any coach is looking for, is a little NIL money to spend.
Well, if you give me enough NIL money, I can be the coach.
Me enough NIL money, I could be the fullback.
Yeah, that's true. but I, you know, the thing about it is that's where the test is going to come. Is does this hire make a big enough splash to get the major donors to give enough money for us to compete the way Hunter Yurecek said we're going to compete for national championships?
Yeah.
That because that's what they said. He said when he brought this guy in, he wants to compete for them just like we do.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about the hire is a lot of people said Hunter Yurecek would not get to make the hire, and he did.
Yeah.
Which tells me he's going to be around a while.
Yeah.
One thing I found interesting, and you got it on down the list here, but Lane Kiffin, the ironic thing to me was everybody kept saying nobody will know what's going on until Kiffin makes his decision, and then none of those coaches even fell into play like they thought they would.
No.
You know, but everybody's still waiting.
No, there's somebody pulling the strings, and I believe it's Jimmy Sexton.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, you know, you rewind, you go in the Wayback Machine with Mr. Peabody and Sherman, and you go back to when Lane Kiffin was between Arkansas and Ole Miss. You know, if Arkansas spends a little money, maybe they get Kiffin. But I think Kiffin has proved they wouldn't have kept him.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They wouldn't have kept him. And you know, and I think as you move on, so let me ask you this question. Now that out of the teams that have made hires, who do you think got the best deal?
Who do I think's made the best hire so far?
Yeah.
I think Franklin at Virginia Tech's been the best hire so far.
Yeah.
That surprised me that he went to Tech. Must be something there that lured him.
Less competition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got Duke and Virginia playing for your conference championship. Yeah, there's less competition.
Yeah, yeah.
By best hire, do you mean money-wise or just in general?
No, I'm just saying in general.
LSU with Kiffin, I think. I mean, that's a top three job in a nation.
Look how quickly they every coach that's been there recently, with the exception of Kelly, has won a national championship, and they have moved on from them at some point.
Yeah,
I mean the expectations are
two
just,
words: don't lose.
Yeah, and he could have probably stayed at Ole Miss forever.
Yeah,
and so and maybe he's probably a lot more ambitious guy than I am, but me. To get in that comfort zone and be at a place you like and be at a place where people have realistic expectations, that would mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
And he may be the most hated coach, too, leaving these schools like he does. You know, Tennessee despises him.
USC does as well.
USC and now Ole Miss will. I mean.
But, you know, one of the things, and I saw Nick Saban talk about this when they were talking about Kiffin before he made the decision, he said, the difference is players. He said, at Ole Miss, every year you're going to have to go through the portal and NIL, you know, to get the players to play. At LSU, you can recruit players and then fill in with the portal.
Right.
And he said, that's a tremendous difference, you know, because you're not going from one, you know, a whole new team every year.
Right.
Or basically every year.
I saw where they said he talked to Saban about the job, and I believe Pete Carroll,
mm-hmm.
who they said was good friends with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Does it surprise you, though, that – well, a couple of things. One, that Ole Miss said, you know, I think he wanted to stay and coach through the playoff, and they said no. And they've got a legitimate shot to be national champion, and that don't come around ever since.
That's hurt feelings talking, don't you think? I mean
I would have give that some thought.
Yeah, me too.
But two – I think that also, if LSU wanted Kiffin now, wouldn't they have wanted him after the playoff was over?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I think when you make that decision, you move on. I mean, I would move on too.
Right. He wanted to coach the playoff.
Oh, I know he did. I know he wants his bread buttered on both sides. I'm just telling you. When it's over, it's over.
Yeah.
Go on. Because you can't tell me, knowing Lane Kiffin, I mean, I don't know him, but, I mean, watching what I've seen from him, that he's not going to be thinking about LSU football probably before he ever resigned.
Right.
So is he really going to be doing his best job for Ole Miss?
Do you think this was as agonizing for him as he let on, or do you think he had his mind made up a week ago before they beat Mississippi State?
Yes. I do think he probably already knew.
Yeah. I think he was just waiting around to see if Alabama won. Yeah. Saturday, was it Saturday night they played?
Yeah.
But if Alabama loses, you know, he's in the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, how does A&M get robbed of all of that?
I don't know.
They didn't even have a shot at it.
No. I know. That's crazy. And that, and they only lost one game.
Yeah.
But you know, that game could really hurt Alabama.
Yeah, if they lose.
If they lose, they've got a good shot of not being in the college football that's playoff, right, which is hard to believe.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and on the side of A&M, I think that's not a bad thing for them. They're going to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
And they're going to get that extra week without playing. I mean,
yeah. Well, it's all interesting and all. I think these championship games are going to go away.
There's so much money involved in them, though.
Well, you know? You're right. You're right.
It's just, you know, and that's what it seems to be all about. So
yeah, but if they add another six or eight teams to the playoffs.
If the Big Ten and SEC just go do their own thing, this it won't matter anyway.
That's true. And that's happening. Yeah. It's just a function of time.
That's right.
It's just a function of time. So moving on to – let's talk a little bit about basketball. Hogs lost a close one to Duke, and, you know, 9 points. I think they were in it. You know, and that's one of the differences. We talked about this earlier when they played Michigan State. That's one of the differences between this Hog team and a lot of Hog teams I've seen that we thought were good. You know, a lot of those teams, they'd get blown out other places by good teams. This team, you know, if you stay within 9 points of Duke, that Boozer kid is the real deal. I mean, you talk about can play.
And it doesn't help when they let him get away with things.
Well, you know, and what I don't understand is that, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, because I didn't read this in the paper. I just saw it on the source where everything's true, Facebook. that their coach was complaining about a play against the Razorback that he just intentionally went for Boozer, didn't go for the ball. Did you see that? Okay. Well, maybe it was just some AI generated junk. Who knows? You know, you never know.
This was after my Thanksgiving meal. I could have dozed off and missed it.
Yeah. Been in a food coma.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, the thing about it is, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm not, I mean, this is, I think Duke gets more calls than anybody in the nation.
Oh, they get the benefit of the doubt.
Put together.
They're kind of like the Notre Dame of college basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you don't, you know, if something happens, you're not going to get the call. So you just got
to
expect
that. Is it concerning to either of you guys as Razorback fans? Is, you know, they're whatever and two, and they should have beat all the whatevers. They barely got by one at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're 0-2 against the teams, the good teams they played on the road. Do you think they're as good as we think they are, or do you think that remains to be seen?
Well, I think that, you know, Duke's probably one of the premier teams in the country.
Yeah.
So top five. I'd say Michigan State's probably a top 10 just based on who their coach is.
Right.
And so, you know, you playing them to within where they played them, I think they're playing good basketball. Now, when you get in the SEC, it's going to be, in my opinion, it's going to be just like it's been all the time. When you go to Tennessee or you go to Alabama or you go to Florida, you're not going to get any calls.
Right.
And so you've got to be 10 points better than that team to beat them there. And so it's just going to depend on whatever you get. And it's the same way at Fayetteville, too.
And Calipari doesn't seem to be disappointed in what's going on. You know, the interview with him, he said they lost to a top five team. And he said Michigan State was better than everybody thought they were going to be. And he said, you know, they're kind of doing what he wants right now. So if he's on board, I guess I am.
Who was the team that gave him a good ball game at the Palace? Was it Southern?
No, it was Winthrop.
Winthrop, yeah.
I was thinking Winthrop.
Yeah, it was Winthrop.
But, you know, Winthrop's in the NCAA tournament every year. And, and they just – I mean, they shot 70% from the three, which no excuse, you're right, they shouldn't have been – where they were.
Right.
But, you know, that's one thing about that's one thing about young people and their minds. They don't think like we do.
No.
You know, they think, we're going to beat them. Winthrop, who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to beat them.
Yeah, and Winthrop's in there, they're licking their chops.
That's right. Just sitting there, hey, we can shoot, boys. They found out.
Yeah, we might be able to do nothing else, but if you let us shoot, we can shoot.
That's right. They got a big game this week coming up Wednesday night against Louisville at Fayetteville in the ACC-SEC Challenge. That game right there is going to tell you a lot.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, Louisville beat Kentucky and took them out behind the woodshed, I think.
Right.
So they're a pretty good basketball team too. So we'll see what happens there. College football playoffs.
Wow, I'm telling you.
Who knows?
Well, I don't think there's been a year where there's about seven sure things going into these last weeks, and then there's about five that could just kind of go either way. Even, you know, things I'm reading saying Notre Dame's on the bubble depending on who else wins. I mean, how are you going to keep Miami out and put Notre Dame in when Miami beat Notre Dame and they have the same record?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to do that? Well, because you're Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And that to me, that sucks.
What about Texas? Sark says his three-loss team is the best three-loss team in the nation.
They
should be in there.
No.
I mean, and they may be the best three-loss team in the nation, but win another game or two.
Lost in the SEC championship would make Alabama a three-loss team, correct?
And they're out.
Yeah.
Probably. But, you know, I think that when you talk about Texas, it's not about their third loss to Florida, which was what they were 3-9
was a bad
or something
loss.
Like that. That's a bad loss. They had two overtime wins against two really bad teams, Mississippi State and Kentucky. And I think that's what's going to hurt them.
Well, he's just hanging his hat on the Texas A&M.
Yeah,
win.
Well, that's not – you can't – their losses are what you got to look at more so than their wins. I'm not saying they didn't have – that was a good win. I'll give them that. But the loss against Florida overrides that win, in my opinion, especially when you look at those other two games.
I by no means think they should get in with three losses. No. I was just – basically making fun of him.
And Georgia beat them like a drum.
So. Yeah. We talked about Virginia and Duke playing for the ACC championship. There's something out there that if Duke beats Virginia, the ACC may not have anybody in the college football playoff because there'd be two or three G5 teams ahead of them in their poll.
I thought they automatically got in. No.
No. If you've got two conference champions, even in the G5, which would be the Sun Belt and the American, ahead of you, your conference champion, they go, not your conference champion.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be cool. I'd like that.
I would, too.
So I'm pulling for Duke then.
Yeah. Well, and the committee could screw that all up.
Oh,
and say,
yeah.
Oh, we're just going to move Duke up.
Yeah.
They're not in the poll now, but guess what? Now they're 16.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but
what about
but that is
Texas?
A way that the North Texas Tulane winner and JMU could get in.
What about North Texas? Is their coach finishing out the season? Or
that I do not know.
I was wondering about that.
I bet he's not.
I bet he's not either.
Yeah.
Well,
Tulane's too.
Yeah.
Because he's gone. Yeah. He left.
Yeah. Yep. Sure did.
So you know, and that's one of the problems with doing it when you do it. But you know, I also understand. The portal, when's it open? January?
Yeah.
I think
for like 10 days?
Yeah.
So, which is crazy.
The Rick Pitino put something out yesterday that said, they've got to fix their mess. Can you imagine getting ready to start the NCAA tournament and then all these college basketball teams switching coaches?
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
And they asked Rex Ryan on Get Up today why that is, and he goes, because there's a bunch of idiots running the NCAA that couldn't do nothing else. That's what he said. There's a bunch of imbeciles running the NCAA that basically they couldn't run a 7-Eleven, but they're running the NCAA.
Yeah, so those are guys that got promoted from the AAA.
Wonder if they're hiring.
But, you know, that kind of scares me because I agree with Rick Ryan.
I tend to agree too. I mean, they've made a lot of decisions that just aren't good for the sport, and anybody can see it. Anybody.
Yeah. So NFL guys, what's going on now?
It's
everybody's losing that was supposed to win.
I know.
Everybody.
The Chicago Bears would be the number one seed in the NFC if the season ended today. And the New England Patriots would be the number one seed in the AFC if the season ended
today. I was just telling Spud the other day, do y'all remember when they got ready to draft a few years ago and on the podcast, I was criticizing the Bears for taking Caleb Williams with the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make a formal apology?
No, absolutely not. But I was wrong. I mean, he's a big factor in their record.
I'm just telling you, in the NFL right now, anybody can beat anybody. If you get in that 7-team tournament in both those conferences, you could win the whole thing.
Oh yeah, it's just getting in.
Yeah, you just got to get in.
You know, and I don't know. Did you know who won last night?
Denver won in overtime.
Okay. So, I mean,
because Washington went for two.
They went for two and didn't get it.
They tied it, went for two and didn't get it.
Hmm.
Treylon Burks, former Razorback, maybe the greatest catch I've seen in a few years.
The best three teams in AFC are arguably the Patriots, the Broncos, and the Colts.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that before
Nobody.
The season started?
Nobody. I mean, two teams out of three that everybody thought was going to be battling for the championship, the Ravens and the Chiefs may not even make the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, high probability for the Chiefs not to make it.
Oh, yeah, that loss to Dallas Thanksgiving really hurt.
And I'm not sure after Ravens loss. Of course, everybody else in their division keeps losing too.
Right.
You know, if the Steelers had won, they'd been up.
That division usually gets two or three teams in the playoffs. This year, they're only getting one.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be the Ravens or the Steelers.
Yeah. And the Colts didn't even have a for sure quarterback coming into the season.
Yeah.
No.
You know, they're counting on the Richardson kid out of Florida who stays hurt. And
yeah.
I mean.
Yep.
Yeah, the Eagles are up and down now. Detroit up and down now.
Yeah.
The Detroit-Dallas game Thursday night is a huge game. Dallas almost in a plot where they got a win out or a win all but one. But Detroit's just about there now, too, they've played so badly over the last month.
Well, and Buffalo's lost several games they shouldn't have lost.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I thought they were – I really had them picked to go.
We both thought it was Bills and Packers.
Yeah.
I don't know now.
I wouldn't pick the Packers or the Bills. If I had to pick right now.
Would you pick the Packers?
Yeah. Packers are still winning.
I'm going for the Cowboys.
I like them Cowboys.
8-3-1. Is that the Packers record? I believe.
I don't know. Yeah, it probably is. I mean, their record's
But, you know, they can't even win their division, I don't think. I mean, well, they can, but they're going to have some help. The Bears are rolling.
That's right.
Yeah, and if you don't win your division the way the playoffs are structured now, you start out on the road and you pretty much stay on the road.
Yeah.
That number one seed has never meant more in the NFL than it means right now. You get that week off, you host all the way through, and I will tell you, Chicago and New England, if they hold serve and they keep those number one seeds, those are tough places to go into and win in January.
Yeah.
And I don't mind that because I like cold weather. Playoffs. I loved for teams to have to go.
Are you going to suit up?
If I go to one, I'm going to have on a suit, a parka.
Oh, well, I really like it being this way. I like to see these teams. It's going to be interesting to see what happens as we go through the rest of the NFL season, but college football. I mean, it's great time right now for if you're a football fan.
Yes.
Because it's on all the time. You can watch games all the time.
Arkansas high school championship games start Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Arkadelphia got beat.
Yeah.
Which it surprised me.
That surprised me as well.
Yeah.
I thought Benton would give Greenwood a better game than they did. But, man, Greenwood probably on their way to another they're going to be 6A state champions. And, of course, AAA would like to see them move down to 5A.
Oh, they're going to.
They got a pretty good quarterback,
man.
Yeah, he reneged on going to UCF. I'm
decommitted, now he's going to Utah.
Is he? Okay. I didn't know where he said he was going. So, looking forward to, all those football games. They're always
fun. Brian was on the ropes Friday night.
Two overtimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And came back and won.
Yeah.
Mount Ida got beat. Another one.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of that. Joe Blaze Bush had the call.
Yeah.
He does a really good job.
He does.
So the 2A championship game is Cross County and EPC.
Yep.
From the same conference.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you get that, 4A gets that quite a bit, like Nashville and that conference, but we don't see it a whole lot in 2A.
Yeah.
Well, and then Lakeside.
Yeah.
We talked about the teams from our conference and which one of those three or four, if you put Fairview in there, could get to the state championship. And I didn't think it'd be Lakeside, did you?
No. No, I didn't. And you know, and they got to play Robinson, who came back against Morrilton. I thought they were going to lose that game when I looked at it. Start, Morrilton got way up on them. But
I wouldn't count Lakeside out of anything, though. They are very well coached. There is no way they had the best athletes of the teams that the Leopards played this year, Greg. No way.
No.
And Parkview had more athletes. Hot Springs had more athletes. And you could make the argument that Fairview had more athletes. But it's Lakeside that's in the state championship.
Yeah, and they're playing a team that beat them once already. So that kind of, to me, that gives them an advantage.
I agree.
I think it gives them extra motivation. So
I totally agree.
Anything else y'all want to talk about before we go?
No, I think I'm good.
All right. Well, it's time for us to get out of here then. We just want to thank our sponsors. We couldn't do it without you. Thank all the people listening. And most of all, we thank the kids. That's who we do it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
See you next week.